Phil, you seem like you're in a quandary.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this, Wendy. You want to do it?
Let's just say hi first and see who answers, and then we'll know who we have on.
All right.
Hi, mystery caller. Which one are you?
I am a mystery caller. You do not know who I am. I just missed out on Irish talk, and I'm mad about it.
Our guest, everybody, Henry Kissinger. Welcome
I'd
to the
like
show,
to
Mr.
Say
Kissinger.
That I love Jill St. John.
Oh, she's
Thank
the best.
Very much.
She's the best. Rich Coase and Sven Gulli, two guests for the price of one. Hi, fellas.
Well, hello.
Why are you so nervous, Bill?
I don't want to introduce you incorrectly. I, you know, we know you as Rich Coase, but many listeners know you as Sven Gulli. So I wanted to make sure both get their due time. Does that make sense?
Well, that's very nice, yes. But I think, you know, that I'm kind of an amalgam, so...
Yeah.
I could have been Amalgam McDowell.
Yes. Rich,
some congratulations are in order. You will be honored with a resolution from the City Council to mark your 40th year playing the horror host Sven Gulli. What does that mean? What's a resolution? What is happening? We just saw it and wanted to congratulate you and have you tell us what it is.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I guess Alderman Ray Lopez, in conjunction with Brian Bernadoni, who often appears on the Sunday Spin with Ron Pearson.
Mm-hmm. Pearson.
Worked on this, and they put together a resolution that went to the City Council that just, you know, honors me for my 40 years dressed like a goof, basically. But it's very nice. It's so complimentary and a great honor that, you know, it's an important thing, I guess.
Once you get an action figure of you, then everything's going to happen.
Everything's cake after that.
Why, I have an action figure. You know.
We know that. So, Rich,
well, do you know about the comic book?
Yes. Tell everybody. This is huge news.
It is. And it's just incredible. Starting in all the DC comics that come out every week, starting October 16th, there's going to be these little chapters of Sven Gulli meets the DC Universe, in which Sven Gulli is facing a terrible, deadly menace, and he has to get involved with the Justice League, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, The Flash, etc., to try to stem this terrible menace. And it's just amazing. It's so cool that, you know, I used to love reading the comics when I was a kid, and have still followed up on them, and now it's like I'm going to be in them, and that just blows me away.
You look so good in cartoon form. Can I just tell you that?
Well, Chris Jones, the artist, captured everything. I think I mentioned in one of the interviews I did, he's even got, you know, my less than perfect posture down in a lot of the things. But it's just so amazing to me. And I'm just, you know, very, very flattered. And they're even sending me to the New York Comic Con at the beginning of October to make an appearance and do a signing, and they'll do a panel about me and the book there. So it's a big deal.
How did that come to be, Rich? Because that's such an incredible story for you to be on the pages of DC. Did they approach you at first and say, hey, we've got this idea that's kind of brewing, or was it already a done deal? What happened?
Well, it actually started a few years ago at the C2E2 Comics Entertainment Convention that's always in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there was a guy waiting in line to meet me who was a fan. It turned out it was Dan DiDio, the publisher of DC Comics.
Wow.
Who waited in line, you know, a half hour or so just to meet me.
Yeah.
And we talked and got together a couple times and saw each other at the various events. He was the one that was responsible for me in that being in that Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Which was very cool. And I thought, well, that's it. And he'd say, you know, oh, well, we should do something else down the line. And I was fine with it. And he ended up getting in touch with the folks at MeTV and said, here's what I'm proposing. Sven Gulli meets the DC Universe. And it just kind of took off from there.
Boy, Rich, the last time something like this happened was when Art Norman was in an episode of Little Lulu. Remember that?
I thought it was in Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace, you're right.
Oh, okay.
He's a wacky neighbor.
Norman.
Yeah, that was years ago, Wendy. That was a long time ago.
All right, well, what is next for you? As we mentioned, and the Sven Gulli action figure is awesome, Mad Magazine, DC Comics, what is left?
Broadway.
The musical.
To old Broadway.
You know, you joke, but Svengoolie the musical
that
might
be great.
Yeah. Start writing.
Yeah, and you know, I sing so well. That would be a big. I mean, I don't know. It's like this has all been so tremendous, and the fact that, you know, the show's on nationally now, and people all over the country are fans, which again is so flattering to me. I don't know what would be next. I just know we're going to keep going as usual. There will be an event at the Museum of Broadcasting on Saturday, October 26th. Again, where they will, you know, it's been closed up because they sold off a couple of the floors there. And they had to put away a lot of the exhibits, and they're going to have a new temporary exhibit of my original coffin and some of the set pieces. And it'll be a nice little event, again, where, again, I'm tooting my own horn here.
Well, rightfully so.
And it'll be, you know, honoring my 40 years as Svengoolie.
Now, I want to point this out, Rich, 40 years playing the role of Svengoolie, but you were with the show prior to getting that part. You were a writer on the show for several years prior, right?
Right. I was a fan of the original Svengoolie, Jerry G. Bishop, and just because I was a fan, I sent him jokes and material, which he liked, and he decided that I should work with him there, and then after that show was done in radio, and he was the one that decided I should be son of Svengoolie, and very generously, you know, kind of turned the keys to the franchise over to me. And, you know, he's the guy that's responsible for all this, and I'll never forget that.
All right, over the course of your years, you've made a big fan in Mark Hamill, who, of course, was Luke Skywalker. Maybe your next step is to be in a new Star Wars movie. Wouldn't that be something in a new cantina scene?
Yeah, or else I could be like Yoda Jr. or something. The chicken you must throw.
So Mark Hamill is a big fan of yours. And mm-hmm.
But you
other...
didn't believe it was hit right when he contacted you. You thought it was a gag, right?
I did. Yeah, I got an email from him, and I thought, you know, there are people who try to pass themselves off as me, you know, the lowest level of celebrity possible. And, you know, it wasn't until we decided he should put something on Twitter, because I knew he had a verified account. And when he finally put something up there, I knew, wow, this is for real. And I, you know, it's very, very flattering. He's always said so many nice things about me.
What other celebs have reached out to you?
Gilbert Gottfried, of course.
Of course.
Rick Baker, the famous makeup guy.
Yeah.
And Sergio Aragonés
from Mad Magazine.
Yes, he's been a fan.
Wow.
Bill Hader.
Really?
Oh my God!
What happened there? How did you find that out?
I found that out because one day he was on the morning TV show at WCIU, and suppose he was very surprised to see, you know, my set there. At the time, we were in the same studio. I never got to meet him, but they said that he was a big fan of the show. So,
Emmy award winner.
Award winner. Let me add a name to the list. The great Doc Emrick, a huge fan of your work.
Yes, I know, and I'm always so amazed when in the middle of a hockey game he mentions, you know, and in Chicago where Svengoolie throws his chicken.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
Let me mention another name, Bill Leff.
Yeah, gigantic fan. You know
one
that.
One of my favorites. I've always tried to emulate him by wearing a hat, but it doesn't always work.
You don't want to mess your hair.
No, so, your hair's
speaking
perfect.
Of hats, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but you know, we've had a lot of special anniversary merchandise.
Yeah.
For my anniversary at Svengoolie.com, just click on the store button. Coming up, there'll be yet another shirt, but later on, there's going to be, and I don't know how to put this without giving too much away, there's going to be a special object that contains many objects, and one of those might just be a hat.
Hmm. That was a mysterious plug, Reg.
Well, I told you earlier, I'm a very mysterious
plug. Yes, you did. You proved it. You just proved it. All right, so give that again. It's an object that contains other objects, and there may be a hat involved.
Yes, and much more.
And if people want to know more, where do they go?
Just keep watching in the store at Svengoolie.com.
Okay.
You know, I just found something on Etsy, Bill, if you'd like to describe this. You can actually purchase a Svengoolie art print.
Oh, it's stunning.
It starts with a chicken, a rubber chicken.
It always does, Wendy. Doesn't it?
And then it goes to a skull with long hair. And then this is
It's like it looks like a member of the Grateful Dead, but it's Rich, it's Svengoolie. And Rich, I don't even know if this is something you're behind or endorse. It's artwork. It's like the four stages of Svengoolie. Have you ever seen that?
You want us to order it for you?
I think I have. It's one of the many, pardon me for saying, bootleg items that are out there. Oh. We keep our lawyers very busy anytime these show up.
Well, I'll give you another one.
You've got another one?
No, this one, definitely. So it's still on Etsy. And
yeah. Well, you know, what can you do? It's amazing. Yet another, I guess, you know, part of being national and people
and beloved.
Know who I am.
That's because you're beloved.
Yeah, you're beloved.
Or is it beloved?
Well, you're both. Somebody with an art print like that is beloved is money more than anything else. But, you know, I know. In a way, it's flattering, but also it's like you like to have, you know, Svengoolie is a licensed character.
Of course.
Exactly.
Rich, we're so proud of you for this this honor, and congrats on 40 years as Svengoolie. There's nothing easy about that. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you. You know, and you guys have always been very supportive of me, and, you know, that means the world to me.
Well, we hope to see you soon.
Oh, I think that we've already talked about a possible visit in the future.
A visit on Halloween. Thank you.
You know what I love?
What's that, Rich?
I love all the Bill Leff game shows that you come up with.
Oh, isn't he good?
You make me laugh constantly. Maybe for that day you can come up with one that I can participate in.
All right, you got a deal. We'll pull that off.
Challenge is on.
We'll make it happen. Thank you, Rich. We're proud of you.
Thank you guys so much, and I will see you soon.
Rich Coase, the great Svengoolie, the legendary Svengoolie. 40
Thank
years
you,
of service, Wendy. 40 years.
How about it? Bruce Springsteen was only 30 years old.
You're right. Wow, that was quick math. All right, we'll do a break. We'll get you some news. And then Dennis McKinnon, former Bear great Dennis McKinnon, joins us. Bill and Wendy, WGN.